There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.
Joe Biden insists that transgender treatments, the chemicals, the hormones, the surgical mutilations are just more health care. And his advocacy, while in the White House, has raised the profile of the industry and the impact on its victims. But some of the worst atrocities just now are coming to light, including the testimony from a whistleblower that patients of a children's gender clinic were begging to have body parts put back on. It is Fox News that reported on the comments from a children's gender clinic whistleblower who appeared on a daytime television talk show. The whistleblower, Jamie Reed, who used to work at the Washington University Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital, wrote an expose last year calling such treatments morally and medically appalling. The report noted Reed, who is queer and married to a transgender person herself, explained what changed her ideas on the subject. A number of things. We started to see patients who were experiencing very significant medical harms being rushed to the emergency room with lacerations requiring stitches. We had patients contact us who were begging to have body parts put back on within months of having surgeries. She continued, "The thing that kept happening is every time I would raise concerns and ask about the protocols and ask about the guidelines, this is just how the industry works. If a child says they're trans, there's no questioning it. We just say, yep, you're trans. What would you like?" Multiple studies, in fact, have documented that nearly all of the children who experience gender dysphoria during their early years resolve those conflicts and live ordinary lives as their birth sex, if they're not influenced by those promoting the extremism. "You're telling me," Reed said, "that a 12 or 13-year-old who can't decide which pajamas to wear can come in and say, 'I've decided that I want to transition,' and with no more than a couple of hours or two visits, not even a couple of hours, two visits, they say, 'Okay, start taking this, start doing this,' which alters their biochemistry in a way that you can't come back from." The ideology has boomed under Biden's presidency, during which he has insisted it's healthcare and it must be normalized throughout the federal government and even promoted overseas. Reed was blunt. "Doctors are acting like they're God when it comes to medically transitioning children. I saw a young person who was begging to have their breast put back on after having surgery. We were encouraged not to make a big deal out of it and definitely not to tell other families. I couldn't continue," Reed said, "to be silent on it." More prominent figures now are seeking investigations into trans clinics after a flood of heart-wrenching stories from those who adopted the agenda but now are detransitioning.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.